Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the enterprise AI world shifted into a higher gear. We're no longer talking about experimenting with chatbots or running cute pilot programs. The major players are building the infrastructure to manage entire fleets of autonomous agents, and if you're not paying attention, your competition is about to lap you. Let's start with OpenAI's big move. They just launched something called Frontier. And here's why it's interesting. It's not another AI model. It's a management platform that works with agents built outside OpenAI's ecosystem. Think about that for a second. OpenAI is saying, we don't need to own every agent you deploy. We just want to be the air traffic control system. That's smart positioning. Instead of trying to lock you into their models, they're betting you care more about governance and integration than vendor loyalty. And the early numbers? One customer saved 1,500 hours monthly in product development. Now, I've seen enough inflated case studies to know when to be skeptical, but if those numbers hold up across deployments, the conversation with your CFO just got a lot easier. ROI on AI agents isn't theoretical anymore, it's measurable. Meanwhile, over at Salesforce's Asia Summit, something fascinating happened. The conversation wasn't about whether to adopt AI agents, it was about how to govern them at scale. They launched Agentforce 360, which sounds like marketing speak, but the underlying message is crystal clear. We've moved past the let's try some AI phase into let's run our business on AI. If you're still treating AI as a series of disconnected experiments, your competitors in Asia are building autonomous operating models while you're debating proof of concepts. Harvard Business Review dropped a blueprint this week that nails the three mistakes I see constantly. First, building on weak data foundations, because apparently we still need to remind people that garbage in means garbage out. Second, letting agents proliferate without coordination. They call it agent sprawl, which is a perfect term for what happens when every department deploys their own AI without talking to anyone else. And third, this is my favorite, simply automating yesterday's broken processes. You're not trying to add AI to your existing business. You're building a cohesive ecosystem of intelligence. That's a fundamentally different mindset. Now, while the giants battle for enterprise contracts, a company called Belligent is going after everyone else. They're targeting small and mid-market companies with integrations spanning over 1,300 platforms. This matters because it removes the "we're not big enough for AI agents" excuse. When your competitors, even the small ones, can automate customer support and lead conversion without a massive IT budget, the competitive landscape shifts overnight. If you've been waiting for AI to become accessible, that moment just arrived. Here's a data point that should get your attention. Aragon Research just published a report evaluating 21 different agent platform providers. 21. When analysts start mapping competitive landscapes with that many vendors, you know a market has officially arrived. We're well beyond chatbots here. These platforms feature agents with deep domain knowledge that can reason, plan, and execute complex tasks autonomously. AWS, Microsoft, Salesforce, Oracle, they're all in the mix. The build versus buy decision just got a lot more interesting. And the numbers tell the story. The agentic AI market is projected to grow from $7.8 billion today to $52 billion by 2030. But here's the statistic that should be on every business leader's radar. Gartner predicts 40% of enterprise applications will embed AI agents by the end of this year. Not by 2027, not eventually, this year. So what's the takeaway? The infrastructure layer for AI agents is being built right now, and the major players are racing to become the default management platform for enterprise AI. For business leaders, the question isn't whether to adopt AI agents, it's how to govern them at scale without creating the chaotic agent sprawl that everyone's warning about. My advice? Start thinking about your AI agent strategy the same way you think about your software architecture. These aren't just tools anymore. They're becoming a fundamental part of how modern businesses operate. The companies that treat agent governance as an afterthought will spend the next few years cleaning up the mess. The ones that get it right from the start will have a significant competitive advantage. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.